was a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue. And he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Information from the... Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Ionospheric Prediction Service, operated by the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to be very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 71, that's 7-1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 6. That's single digit 6. And those figures are very low, and they're not expected to change significantly in the near future. So it just means that high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz, that's long haul propagation, will continue to be unreliable. We have some monitoring notes now made here in Melbourne. Two sets of monitoring notes. The first one is in the 31 metre band, the 9 megahertz band. Some shortwave station news from the shortwave listener DX Bulgaria newsletter, the online newsletter concerning reception and other details of shortwave broadcasting stations as heard in Europe. And the latest edition of the newsletter shows the following broadcast being heard with good signals. Radio Sultana from Oman on 15140 between 1400 and 1500 in Arabic to Western Europe. That's 100 kilowatts and the antenna 315 degrees. And between 1500 and 1600 in English to the same target area. And 1600 to 2200, same frequency, same target area in Arabic. And Transworld Radio Africa via the Manzini Swaziland transmitting station, noted in Europe on 9940, between 1905 and 1935 in Lingala to Central Africa, with 100 kilowatts, antenna 343 degrees. And also from 1935 to 1950, and to Central Africa again in French, same antenna, same transmitting power. And the reception noted in Europe of Far East Broadcasting Association radio by the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station. Audible on 15260 between 0800 and 0830 in Arabic, program known as Radio Sama. That's S-A-M-A, and to the near Middle East, 100 kilowatts, antenna 115 degrees. And another FIBAR radio station, this time from Dubai in the UAE, 1200 to 1230 on 15215 in Tibetan to Central Asia. Higher power there, 250 kilowatts and antenna 085 degrees. And yet a further FIBAR radio broadcast, this time from Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, 1415 to 1428 on 9775 in English on Mondays only to Southern Asia. And transmitter there is 125 kilowatts, 125, and the antenna 345 degrees. Trans World Radio Africa via the transmitting station at Gregoriopol. That's the relay station in Europe. Noted in Europe on 9940 between 1800 and 1900 in various languages to Africa. Transmitter 300 kilowatts, the antenna 157 degrees. And the Vatican, Voice of America, broadcasting from the Santa Maria de Galleria relay station with its programs to Darfur. 9775 is the frequency, the time 1900 to 1930 in Arabic. Transmitting power 250 kilowatts and 146 degrees. And another station using the Vatican Radio Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting station is Radio Japan, NHK World. Heard on 9710 between 1930 and 2000 to West Africa, English and strong signals, 250 kilowatts and 184 degrees. Now we move back to some more information concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne. This time we look at the 7 megahertz band, 4 to 1 metre band, between 1930 and 2000, just around, or just before the Melbourne sunrise period. 7215, China Radio International from Beijing in Cantonese. And 7225, the Voice of America from Biblis in Germany, with its Kurdish language programs. And 7260, Radio Vanuatu from Port Vila, the domestic service, quite a good reception here in Melbourne. And 7280, the Voice of Vietnam in French. And 7350, Radio Romania International, also in French. And 7365, the Voice of America from the Udon transmitting station in Thailand in Korean. And 7425, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with its broadcast in Arabic. And 7550, All India Radio in English. And some more frequencies for China Radio International. They use many frequencies in this band in the for the evening services to Europe, Middle East and Africa. And they include 7245 in Russian from the Baoyi transmitting station, 7255 in Chinese from the Kashi station, also from Kashi, 7295 in English, and 7385 in Albanian, 7395 in German, and from Xi'an on 7405 in Portuguese, and from Urumqi on 7415 in Czech, and finally 7435 from Xi'an in Romanian. So this 41 meter band is actually dominated by broadcasts from China Radio International in that time period, and also earlier and a little bit later GMT time. A note now concerning reception in North America. A contributor to the World Radio Television Handbook newsletter, Ron Howard in the USA, heard Myanmar Radio on 5985. He noted the station at 12:15 to hear a monthly edition of the English program noted as Say It in English. And the transmission was indicated as to be repeated on the following Wednesday. And this broadcast ended at 12:27. Fairly readable in the USA. Some low-level white noise jamming. And the reporter, Ron Howard, advises that his local sunrise was at 13:18. Whereas the Myanmar sunset, that's at Yangon, was at 12:04. And Ron listening Oceanside at Pacific Grove in California. A few more observations from European news groups dedicated to shortwave radio monitoring. Australia. Reception of Reach Beyond Australia, the English broadcasting station, broadcasting from Kununurra in Western Australia. Heard in Europe between 1300 and 1430 on 9720 with good signals to South Asia, transmitting transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 305 degrees. And also on 15340 between 1430 and 1445 on Sundays, Tuesdays and Thursdays in English. And European monitors report Radio Voice of Independence, Aramia, via the Issedon, France relay station, heard on 17850 between 1600 and 1630 on Sundays to East Africa in the Oromo language, 250 kilowatts and 130 degrees antenna, 130. And All India Radio, New Delhi, noted in Europe on 15140, 1615 to 1715 in Russian to Eastern Europe, transmitting power 250 kilowatts, the antenna 312 degrees, and also on 15140 between 1400 and 2200 to Western Europe. And the Pan American Broadcasting Organization, broadcasting from an unknown transmitting site in Europe, 15205 from 1430 to 1445 on a Sunday, English to Southern Asia, 100 kilowatts and 090 degrees. It's interesting to note that the author of that item indicates that the transmitting site is unknown, and yet it is provided, information is provided on transmitting power and antenna directivity. Perhaps the information will be corrected at a later time. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation noted in Europe from the Trincomalee transmitting station on 11750 between 1630 and 1730, broadcasting the FM, or relaying the FM station known as Sinhala City to the Near and Middle East. And the Voice of Hope from Zambia. Station is currently scheduled on various frequencies, including 13680 between 1200 and 1700 with 100 kilowatts through to 500 kilowatts. And programs are intended to Western Africa in English and Persian.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. You can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough.